I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in the Lord. Or maybe you have sung this song, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. These are old hymns that have been sung in churches all around the world. We have declared with Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. We have sung with the psalmist, I will trust in God. And we have declared with the prophets, some trust in chariots, but I trust in God. In my book, Journey to the Well, I ask another question. Yes, we will trust God, but can God trust you? Noah was trusted to build an ark, and it took him 120 years to get it done. Solomon was trusted to build a temple, Josiah a revival, and Huldah with interpretation. John was trusted with a revelation on the Isle of Patmos. Simeon and Anna were trusted to pray in the Jerusalem temple until they saw the Messiah, and they did. At times, the truth is, we have betrayed the Lord's trust. God trusted Jonah to take a message to Nineveh, and Jonah aborted the mission. After a, little detour in the belly of a great fish and a second call, Jonah finally carried out his mission. Peter was trusted to remain faithful, but he betrayed the Lord three times on the night of the Lord's trial. At times, we do the same. The mercy of the Lord gave Jonah a second chance. Peter was forgiven and told to go and feed the sheep of Christ. And praise God, that same mercy is available for us today. I mean, we can stop right there and praise God and go on home. Yes, we will trust in the Lord, but be sure that God can trust you. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.